Turkish government has extended the post-coup crackdown to its overseas diplomatic and military staffers. According to the Turkish Foreign Ministry, some diplomats of the country have been arrested overseas, while others are on the run after being recalled for investigations. Protesters have gathered in Yemen's Sanban village condemning Saudi Arabia for killing nearly 50 civilians attending a wedding ceremony in the area. Survivors say Saudi Arabia has used internationally banned weaponry, which has burned people alive. Riyadh has denied being involved in the massacre. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says civilians in the Syrian city of Aleppo are affected by shortages and are in danger. He has also stressed the need for a 48-hour pause in fighting between the warring sides to deliver sufficient aid to residents. A number of Palestinian human rights organizations have decided to establish a committee of doctors to monitor the deteriorating health conditions of Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. The move aims to push for Palestinian doctors to be allowed to visit the detainees. A Muslim woman in the U.S. is suing the city of Chicago and six officers for religious discrimination as the officers pulled off her hijab when she was arrested. Itamid Al-Matar was falsely singled out by police as a potential terrorist last year. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has vowed to defend U.S. interests against China and rejected the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. The former U.S. Secretary of State leads her Republican rival Donald Trump in national polls with less than 3 months to the elections. People have gathered in the U.S. state of California to remember Jesse Romero, the 14-year-old Hispanic boy who was shot dead by Los Angeles police. During the vigil, the crowd was holding placards slamming police heavy-handed tactics and demanding justice for Romero. And British Home Secretary Amber Rudd has announced the appointment of Alexis Jay as the new chief of an inquiry into child sex abuse following the resignation of Dame Llewyl Goddard last week. This is the fourth time a new head has had to be appointed since the probe was set up just 2 years ago.